two reported sexual assault cases at the University at Albany have officials re-examining security measures. Campus police have released information about two separate cases in recent days. The first was an alleged forcible touching incident in a parking lot. The second came over the weekend in a residential tower, where police say a woman told authorities she woke up to a sexual assault in progress. Thanks to campus surveillance cameras, it didn't take long for law enforcement to identify a suspect.
We have made an arrest. We do have the individual in custody, and there's no ongoing threat to the university community.
Police arrested 25-year-old Franklin Casatelli. Deputy Chief of the University Police at the University at Albany, Aaron Mull, says the man snuck into the secure Stuyvesant Tower behind other students.
Whether it's a university residence hall or whether it's an apartment building anywhere in the United States, you are going to see, it's colloquial known as tailgating. You're going to see people walking in behind other people. You're going to see people doing what they feel is the nice thing and letting somebody in who looks like they might legitimately have access there.
UAlbany sophomore Doherty Mensah tells News Channel 13.
Anybody can just walk in. If I'm swiping in and somebody's trying to come in behind me, they could just get in easily, you know? You never know who's a student, who's not.
Casatelli is accused of raping a student while she slept in her unlocked dorm room. The Gilderland resident appeared before a judge and pleaded not guilty to rape and burglary charges. Felix Abray is president of UAlbany's Student Association.
Usually, students are the ones that tend to open the door, and that is that tends to increase the risk, the likelihoods of something taking place. And one of the ways of addressing that issue is, looking to have resident assistance. Go ahead and inform the students not to make that call to go ahead and open the door to just any individual, which is what they usually do. Resident assistants instruct their residents into not opening the doors for people that they may feel like, don't belong, So it's unfortunate that we had to go through this. We're thankful that the matter was addressed and that there are services being provided to the victim to allow for them to, recover from that traumatic event that took place.
Deputy Chief Mall says incoming freshmen, as a matter of policy, are always briefed on maintaining security on campus. The drill begins during midsummer orientation before they begin classes and focuses on keeping residence halls secure.
And the fact that we are in a partnership and that we do need the members of the community, if they see something suspicious, to call us and let us know. The university is spending a lot of time and effort teaching the students about what's called bystander intervention, which really is the new word for community police relationship. It's the buzzword for if you see something, engage other resources, whether it's police or other campus resources, to address that situation instead of letting it spiral potentially out of control.
Mull says police are still searching for two men involved in the other incident, the case of forcible touching. He adds, despite the incidents, the UAlbany campus is very safe.
Safer than most other college campuses.
The college has 7,700 students living on campus. Casatelli, a recently freed parolee who has a long record of past crimes, is in Albany County Jail without bail, due back in court Thursday. An order of protection was issued for the victim. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.